When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass podcast episodes today. I am so delighted to have the wonderful Calista with us today. So Calista, if you don't know, is a Scottish-born author, speaker, and pioneer of spiritual ascension. She has dedicated her life to helping others to get to know the beauty and gifts of their soul. As a former scientist and holistic healer, Calista has a remarkable understanding of what it takes to live a soul-led life while honoring our humanity in the process. Through creating the therapy modalities, angel healing, unicorn healing, and Atlantean crystal healing, she has attuned thousands of people worldwide to the angelic, elemental, and crystalline kingdoms, and believes by healing and empowering our lives, we help all of the creation to thrive. Calista is the author of the award-winning book, Unicorn Rising, and her new book, The Female Archangel's Evolutionary Teachings to Heal and Empower Your Life, which is out now. So thank you so much, Calista, for being here today.
Oh, thanks, Emma. I'm totally in my joy to be here.
And we are currently recording this during lockdown, so the perfect time to come together and record this.
I know. I think the blessing of what's happening right now is people are coming together, communities are forming. It's actually, I think it's a very positive thing, actually, yeah.
Definitely. So my first question for you today then is something that I ask every guest who comes on here. So when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
You know, when I was younger, based on those who were around me, so my family were spiritualist mediums or healers, or they worked with animals. So there was healing and spirituality was very much a foundation for me, which was wonderful. I did have a blessing in that way of my childhood. And when I was 6 years old, had my first experience of an angel. I stayed a lot at my gran's house because my mum was a working single mum. But my gran's house was haunted by the spirit of a man that later on, when I was older, I communicated with the man and understood why he was there, why he hadn't moved on. But being 6 years old, I was really scared because I could see him, I could sense him. He came into my room at night time, and I found myself invoking or calling on, I didn't really understand it at the time, but calling on my guardian angel. And I remember her energy coming forward so strong and enveloping me and my dog, Scruffy, because he used to sleep with me. And she would put us in this bubble and it would help him as well to go to sleep. So that was my first remembrance of angels. And then fast forward, as I grew up, went more into my academic studies, to be honest, and became a cancer research scientist and worked in the pharmaceutical world for years, creating therapy, creating oral treatments for the cancer of different, the treatment of different cancers. And I loved that because I felt like I was helping people. But the more I got involved in the pharmaceutical world, the more I just didn't want to be there. It was, I saw a lot of commercialization, you know, people just focusing on the money rather than the end result of helping another person. And so around about 2006, I left science and studied herbal medicine and many different forms of holistic healing, and found myself opening up again. So I guess I spiritually reawoke back in 2006 when I started to meditate again and was met by the angels and fairies and unicorns, all these beautiful beings that I help people connect with now, started to come back into my world, and I've not looked back since. It's been such a journey.
Amazing. So for those who are listening who don't know what angels are, archangels, what are archangels and how can we connect to them?
Yeah, I mean, there's many different types of angels. The ones I normally work with are, of course, the type that many people do is the archangels. And I see them as having two facets, two sides. A feminine expression and a masculine expression, almost like a coin has two sides, but in essence is one coin. It's the same with an angel, they have two expressions. And even though they don't have a sex, a gender, a body, for example, they have an emanation, a consciousness that can either be felt as feminine, masculine, or a blend of both. And so we could say that the archangels are beings, messengers of love, of potential, of hope, and they come into our life. I mean, they're around us all the time, but it's whether or not we allow them and invite them into our life that will dictate whether we have an experience of them or not. They can't really intervene unless we ask them to do so, but they will, through circumstances that are, for example, life-threatening. That's why there's so many accounts of people seeing and feeling angels, for example, when they're in a life-threatening situation, like a car accident. But once we consciously invite them to come into our life, they are there, and we can increase that connection with them by asking them to support us. But also something that's often missed in working with angels is asking how we can support them and their evolution, because they're on a path of ascension just like we are. So when we ask what our mutual co-creations are, we foster a stronger bond, a stronger connection with our angels.
I love that. And you say that we kind of like have to invite them in order for them to, you know, come and help us, free will, etc. So if we kind of use our angels, or anybody listening, you know, works with their angels, but maybe wants to help someone else who isn't awakened with their angels, what can we do to kind of help share that angelic love, I guess, and support if someone isn't open to it?
Yeah, and I think so many people are doing this now, you know, humanity, kindness, compassion, all of these virtues, all of these energies are raising now on planet Earth as we come together, which is wonderful to see. And so, yeah, we might want to, you know, we might feel compelled to then send angels or send healing. And we can do that under a spiritual law called the law of grace, which honors the free will of everybody concerned. And there's actually an angel of grace. The listeners might know Archangel Uriel, and his other half, the other side of his vibration, if you like, is Archaea Grace. And as an angel, grace teaches us that there is a divine order, there's a divine timing with everything, and we can be a template of grace. We can embody the virtues of the angels and gift them to others, or be a template of them, and then that's how we bring them into our life, because we embody them or we share them. But yeah, she has a law called the spiritual law of grace. So for example, if we wanted to send healing to our mother, say, for example, we're not in the same vicinity or she lives in another country, but we want to send healing to her, we could say, loving angels, may you send healing energy, healing love to my mum under the law of grace. And then it's up to her whether she wants to receive that or not. Her higher self will make that decision.
Amazing. And that's such a great way to, yeah, to set those intentions on prayers for our loved ones, for the collective right now, definitely. So that's really helpful. So how can the angels help us to manifest abundance into our life then?
They help us by unearthing what is in opposition to us believing that abundance is present already. They help us to unearth our blocks or stories that regarding worthiness, because if we look at something like money, because when we say the word abundance, often people just immediately go to money, to finances. You know, money is so linked with our self-esteem, with our level of worthiness. That's why it's such a big trigger for people. They're either in, for example, scarcity or poverty consciousness, or they're in abundance consciousness, or they're kind of in the middle. Most people, you know, want more money. And a way to get that, a way to receive that, is literally just to open to the vibration, to the consciousness of money, because it's not something that we truly need to bring into our life from the external within. Prosperity, the way that the angels see it, they call it prosperity, is something that we only need to summon from within, because it's a state of being. Prosperity, abundance, is a state of vibration. And there's so many books on manifestation and law of attraction, and they all have truth. But the angels, especially the female archangels, the Archaea, are ready to evolve our perception of manifesting. They want us to understand that it's not just the beliefs and the feelings that we manifest from, it's also our state of vibration. And a great angel to help us really, you know, wrap our head around this and also our state of vibration is Archaea Patience, who is the other half of Archangel Sandalphon. Together, this angel represents manifestation as a whole, integration, and is also the angel of the earth. And money is very much from the earth element. It's even on paper, and it grounds us. It brings us into our grounded truth. So Patience, as an angel, she helps us to really align our vibration to money, to abundance, by unearthing the root wounds, stories, limiting beliefs, limiting behaviors that are opposing our ability to really live and vibrate abundance all the time. And she comes forward with, in my book, I write about, well, she writes about really, because the book is channeled. She asks us to go outside and physically every day to open the front door. And because we're, most of us are in lockdown right now, maybe we can't get outside, but we can certainly open our front door. So she asked us to do that. And as we just breathe into the new day, because it's really good to do this in the morning, to open our arms out to the side, and that automatically opens our heart. And the greater our heart is open, the more we can communicate with the angels, but also communicate with our inner being. So she asks us to hold this intention to see and feel our heart open at the front, at the back, at the sides, and then repeat an affirmation that says, I am the heart of creation and one with all life. I possess the potential for all life, all creation to emerge from me. And then she guides us to visualize our needs met, our desires manifest in our world. And that will really help us. I mean, we know this from the law of attraction. To visualize is really to bring in. So she wants us to bring all of our power, all of our presence, all of our senses to what's important to us, to see those things already manifest in our life, with the caveat that we need to remember that everything blooms and blossoms, just like the earth, Mother Earth, in divine timing. And so we may not receive what we need or want in that moment, but it will grow and it will come into our life and it will be fully born at the perfect time and in the perfect divine order for us.
I love that, and so true that it is more than just setting that intention. And I know
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From, you know, following my own law of attraction journey for 4 or 5 years now, that it has evolved so much that the original teachings that we're all taught, they just don't work. And I myself really incorporate my angels into my manifestation process because there are just so many facets to it now. So it's great the way you explain that, because I'm like, yes, this is what I've been trying to like communicate. Yeah, I love it. So what angels specifically can help us with areas of our life? So like career, love life, work, money, what angels are great for those sort of areas?
Mm-hmm. For career, I would definitely say, and who's coming forward strongly now is, excuse me, it's just clearing as well. Anytime angels come forward and you cough or there's something going on, obviously sometimes it's clearing. But her energy, who I'm recommending, is Archaea Grace, and her other half is Archangel Uriel. And together, this angel of illumination helps us to align our life path with our soul's path, so that we're really living our highest truth, our highest calling. For example, what I mean by that is, through coronavirus and the lockdown, I think a lot of people will go through a means of self-reflection, and they'll be reviewing their life, they'll be reviewing their career, perhaps asking themselves, okay, is the career that I had, or the job that I had before this all took over the world, is that actually in alignment to my values, to what I want to create in the world going forward? Because I feel, and the angels are showing me, that a lot of people will change. There'll be subtle changes, or perhaps big changes in people's career going forward, perhaps relationships as well. But the angel to best work with is Archaea Grace and her twin, Archangel Uriel, and ask them to reveal to you, what does my highest soul's calling look like? And our purpose always evolves from our passions and what really lights us up. So if the listeners are, if you're working in a job and it doesn't light you up, then ask the angels, ask Grace and Uriel to come into your life and show you the path and open the path to align you to something that's really fulfilling. So you get out of bed and you're like excited to get your, you know, you're just get excited and get moving with what feels good for you, rather than, you know, struggling to get out of bed and being in a job that really is not doing anything for you. Now, Uriel and Grace often come into our dream time because they are the angel of illumination. They will really help to inspire us. So I would suggest you ask them to come in before you go to sleep and ask them to inspire you with what is the best action to take, who is the people you need to meet, where do you need to be, ask them for insights. And then before you go to sleep, always say, please let me remember this in the morning. Please let me remember your guidance and your insights so I can apply them in my life. And so have a notepad and pen. So when you wake up, that's the first thing you do. Just let yourself unpack the inspiration that came to you in dream time.
Amazing. And what archangels good for romance and love life?
So who's coming forward now, of course, is Archaea Charity and her twin flame, Archangel Shamuel, angel of the heart. Now, this angel is one angel, really helps us to do some soul searching and look to what we are perhaps carrying in our consciousness and carrying in our beliefs from past relationships. For example, a lot of people manifest, say if they just come out of a relationship, maybe they give themselves some time to heal, but then they might go back into a relationship with a different person, but it's exactly the same. The same patterns are there, the same reflections that they're projecting, the other person mirrors your past partners. And that is because often we don't fully heal and fully forgive and integrate what one relationship has given us and really reflect on that and see the blessings, see what needs to heal before we move on to the next. So if you're in that form of stasis and transition right now, please ask Archangel Shamuel and Charity to come in to clear your heart, to reveal to you what needs to be healed in order for you to manifest and draw in your beloved, the highest and best soulmate relationship for you. Not a manifestation of your fears or your blocks or your hang-ups, because that's often, I put my hands up, I've done that before. I've manifested a partner who just mirrors my hang-ups and my neuroses rather than actually the truest version of love that I want to bring in. And so get yourself really clear, have this time of reflection and healing and forgiveness, and if you're in a relationship already, ask Shamuel and Charity to strengthen the bond that you have with your beloved. And a way that they help us with that is inspiring us to appreciate each other more. In both my books, I write about this process called Magic Nine for Sleep Divine, which is a lovely, beautiful process where if we are with our beloved, if they're present with us, then we look them in the eyes before we go to bed. We say three things that we've appreciated in general about the day. Then as we look to them, we say three things that we've appreciated about them. And then lastly, which is probably hardest of all, we say three things that we appreciate about ourselves. So nine in total. And this process of appreciation, the Magic Nine, really helps to foster a stronger relationship with our beloved, but also ultimately with ourselves. Because if we can raise our worthiness, if we can raise how we view ourselves and really love and accept ourselves, then we will manifest abundance in every area of our life.
It's so true, definitely. And self-love is such a big part that comes into our relationships, our friendships, everything. And like you say, you know, gratitude as well, like what we're grateful for is only going to amplify all of the great stuff. So absolutely yeah. love that practice. So my last question then, or my second from last question, should I say, is who are your favorite archangels to work with?
Oh, Emma, that's so hard. it changes, honestly it does change every day, because there's something that I am realizing or healing, or clients that I'm working with. The state of flow changes every day. Today very much I'm joined with Archaea Freedom, and her twin flame is Archangel Jeremiah. So together this angel helps us to embody our sexuality, our sensuality, helps us to, wherever we've been numbing ourselves in our reality. And I think the collective, I think humanity, we've been anesthetizing ourselves for way too long, with busyness, with overconsumption in all sense of that word, distraction, binge watching TV, you know, we've pretty much been out of balance. And so this global reset that's happening right now, and at an inner level, Archaea Freedom and Jeremiah are very much with us, because they're helping us to liberate what was asleep, or what was numbed, or what felt caged within our life. They're really bringing us so many codes of freedom, so that we can really live as expressive beings. And we're seeing her energy and Jeremiah's energy like really pour through the collective right now, because people are speaking up, they're sharing their truth, they're hopping online and sharing their work and their skills and their talents. And so this sort of our global throat chakra and heart chakra is really open right now, and that's the areas of influence for Freedom and Jeremiah. So yeah, please, listeners, bring them in. Ask Freedom and Jeremiah to come into your life and to free you wherever you've been distracting yourself, numbing yourself, or feeling caged. Ask them to come in and open the doors.
I love that. So my last question to you today then is, what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with?
Oh, let's just feel into that and ask the angels to communicate. So they're giving me this visualization of our heart center as being open, because right now there is, no matter with the lockdown and everything, there's always fear. There's always the energy of fear and anxiety and apprehension. The angels say the best way that we can counteract that and move through these energies and really use these energies as fuel to rise is to keep our heart open, because when our heart is open, we are protected, but we're also, our light projects out into the world and we become the light. We become the light that we've been seeking. We shine the light for others, and it is a way that we raise our consciousness. And this is what we're being asked to do at a personal and collective level right now, is to keep our hearts open so that we can keep ourselves light, we can spread the light, and we can dissolve the fear that is coming up to come out of the earth at this time.
Amazing. And thank you, angels, for that amazing advice. I love it. So where can my lovely listeners find more about you, Calista, if they want to come and check out your work?
So the handle that I use on the interwebs is Calista Ascension. So you can use that for Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Also, my website is CallistaAscension.com. And if you go to CallistaAscension.com/the female archangels, you will get a big bundle of angel goodies when you order my new book. I always like giving out goodies. So hopefully your listeners will enjoy that.
Definitely. And give us a little synopsis of your new book so everyone knows what we can expect from it.
So it focuses mainly on the archaea, on the female angelics. Their message, their collective message is, how can we live in greater freedom, purpose, pleasure and joy? And they help us to really get to grips with our divine feminine energy and unearth the roots of hang-ups, fears, blocks, limitations. They really are the rebels of the angelic realms. And the book profiles 11 with over 30 ceremonies, attunements, rituals with these divine angels, so that we can really bring in greater freedom and pleasure and purpose in our life. Really proud of this book. It's a very empowering, uplifting read for sure.
Amazing. Well, I will put a clickable link to Calista's website in the description box below for you guys. But thank you so much, for Calista, for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure talking all things angels, my favorite topic, and learning how we can manifest with them as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emma. It's been a joy.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes this week. I really hope you enjoyed Calista and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link to Calista's website in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, or any of my free content that I offer, you can find it all over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much for listening, guys. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. So I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.